Camden officials say the city finished 2025 with the lowest homicide rate in decades. WHYY New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns has the details.
12 homicides took place in Camden City last year. That's 5 fewer than 2024. Overall, violent crime fell 6%, and Camden recorded its first homicide-free summer in 50 years. County Commissioner Director Luke Capelli credited the Camden County Police Department. He says they're not just fighting crime, but preventing it.
Their community policing methods, their building relationships with residents of the city, have all resulted in this dramatic decrease in crime in the city.
Overall, crime continues a downward trend in Camden. Capelli says the top immediate priority is to make sure the department is fully staffed. The agency currently has less than 50 vacancies. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
What started as a minor water issue has turned into a massive sinkhole in Philly's West Oak Lane neighborhood. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Crews were excavating to address a leak report at Rodney and Worcester Street that was reported at 2 a.m. when the street just caved in. Neighbor Vern Taylor tells our news partner 6ABC they've been complaining about issues in the neighborhood since Thanksgiving.
Fix the problem. You can't just leave a problem. You can't open up the street and fix the pipe and then come back a month later. Things happen. These are old streets, old pipes. Fix these pipes.
Fortunately, no one was injured in the incident, but it could take some time before the street is fixed. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Gray skies outside on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 44 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, under those steely skies. Clouds stick around. We might inch up a degree or two before the afternoon is over. However, once we get into the evening, temperatures drop back down into the 30s. Overnight, we bottom out in the upper 30s. Then tomorrow, well, it's going to be a bit nicer than today. Patchy sunshine expected for Wednesday. And highs, well, they're peaking in the lower 50s on Wednesday.